It's Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We started a new study, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. It's in the book of Jeremiah. We're going through the complete book. I know we've done it before, but it's good to just have a fresh start in a new book and just keep going, because plow through, and God will, He will anoint you, and He will show you different things. If you trust Him, and let's just trust Him now. Father, give us some firsthand knowledge and revelation in the anointing of Jeremiah, and help us to have insight concerning his life, his ministry, and what he was prophesying concerning in his day and age. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And let's get right into the study here. We left off yesterday at about chapter 1 and verse 8, I believe it was. Let's go ahead and get right into the study here. Do not be afraid of them. Now, why did God say this to Jeremiah? Because he felt young, he felt inexperienced, he felt like he didn't have much to offer, and this is a good thing. If you feel like you haven't got much to offer and you're about as stripped of everything that you have, and you feel like God has deserted you, maybe you're in a good situation to be used by God. Did you ever think of that? When you feel like you have nothing, all of a sudden, something can come upon you. And that's that Holy Spirit of God that anoints every one of us. And it anointed Jeremiah, even though he was young. I didn't even know how to speak, Lord, he said. I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to do anything. And that is a good thing that he could say this with a clear heart and say, I haven't got it. And if we have a clear heart and speak as Jeremiah did, say, I just don't have it, Lord, but I'd like to speak when you speak to me, speak when spoken to. So God, here I am. Send me. Send me, O Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me be part of your program. Behold, I don't know how to speak. I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of them. For I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. I'm with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Now, this is something that we all must look at and say, you know, God, I have nothing. I'm just like Jeremiah. I'm young, even though I'm old, or whatever age you are, tell God. And say, I don't know what I have, but what I have, I'll give to you, Father. And I don't have it. And just anoint me and help me, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words into your mouth. That's all you need. That's all you need. Right there. That's it. If God touches your mouth, anoints your tongue, he anoints what you have, what little you have, when you give God, it becomes big. It becomes huge, because when God touches you, you become another person. Another human. You know, he can touch a person and all of a sudden they're different. They're different and not the same again. You'll never be the same. And it's powerful.
Behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up.
Now listen to this. This is very, very important.
Sometimes you have to pluck up, break down, destroy, and overthrow.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like a renovation, doesn't it? Sometimes you have to break some eggs. You got to break some bottles. You got to break some things in order to get something done. Did you hear that?
I'm going to put my words in your mouth, first of all. And then I'm going to pluck up and break down, destroy, and overthrow. To build and to plant is what God is saying here. He's going to build, he's going to plant.
But first of all, he's going to take a plow and plow right through your heart. Then he's going to plant a new heart inside the one you got. And then it's going to grow, and it's going to go up so high, so big, it's not even going to be the same. God is going to do a new thing, a new work. Behold, I do a new thing. And God will do a new thing in you. If you're wanting to, let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you our hearts. Do a new thing right now, God. We allow you to do that new thing inside of us. We don't have it. I don't have it, God. Give us what we need. And let the power of God come upon us and transform our lives. Please, God. We yield to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, when you do that, you give it all to God. It's on him. It's on him. It's not on you. I'll tell you, you don't want it. You do not want it. You want to give it to God. Why? Because that's where it should be in the first place. It should be on God, not you. When you're taking the whole thing on yourself, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. But when you give it to God, it's his responsibility. And that's what you want. Give it to him. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' holy. Let's continue our study.
I put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations, over the kingdoms, to pluck up, break down, destroy, and overthrow, and to build and to plant. You know, we're going to do some tearing down, but then we're going to plant some new stuff. And it's going to come up so fast, so powerful, you're not even going to know. You're not even going to know where it came from. But you reach down into your heart one day and reach down into your spirit, and you pull out stuff that you never even realized was there. You're pulling up stuff, wisdom of God, power of God, and you don't realize where it came from. You know? Jeremiah was appointed by God as a prophet to the nations. And he appoints each and every one of us to do a job. You know, let's not let God seek for a man and then not find him. Let's allow God to find us. Let's read on. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "I see a rod of an almond tree." Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. I'm watching over my word to perform it. Did you know that this vision of the rod of an almond tree reveals the beginning of God's judgment? Because the almond tree is among the first to blossom in the spring, and God saw the sins of Judah and the nations, and he would carry out swift and certain judgment. The boiling pot tilting away from the north and spilling over Judah pictures Babylon delivering God's scalding judgment against Jeremiah's people. It's few verses we're going to read about the boiling pot. But the almond tree, when it blossoms, when the almond tree blossoms, it means judgment. Judgment is about to take place because the almond tree is blossoming. And we're blossoming into the sin. Every day, the sin gets worse and worse. And we wonder, how in the world can God stay his judgment? He's going to have to come back, resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah, and apologize if he doesn't bring judgment upon this country quickly. We see a little bit of revival. We see a little bit of change. But after the Biden administration and the absolute perverse and perversion of the entire nation. You know, it's funny, but a leader can either bring down a country or he can bring up a country. And as we look back on Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and some of these others, they have brought more hell into our country. This last administration, I've never seen the hell come as it did in this last administration with all of the child abuse and transgender and gay teaching in our schools and teaching transgender and calling these things gender affirming care. All of this perverse, perverted, pornographic things in the schools. I've never seen it so bad. I've never seen it so bad. And this is the kind of almond tree blossoming that is happening, causing this almond tree to blossom, causing the judgment of God to come upon us. If we don't repent, folks, I'm telling you what, the message of the prophet today is to repent and to get back to the Bible, to get back to God, to get back to the basics, get back to the basic gospel, listen to it, hear it, and obey it. This is what God is saying to us in this last day. Repent, get back to the basics of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Take up the study tomorrow. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know your list. And please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.